What are other new different things that are going to be throughout the festival? Chris, you want to handle that one?
Sure. Well, let's start with the dinner, because that's a little bit different this year. Instead of our kind of sit-down dinner with tons of courses, we're having more of a tasting event this time. And so your ticket will include a salmon entree, and then you'll have the option of purchasing tokens that will get you appetizers or side dishes or desserts to complement that entree. And so we'll have all sorts of like pickled delicacies. We'll have various berry toppings for things like cheesecake and mochi cake.
Christine's famous wild mushroom tart.
Yes, wild mushroom tart.
Christine Sargent is doing the cooking for it.
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. She's coordinating all that. And so, yeah, we'll be surprised too, in a way. I mean, she's got kind of a menu plan, but when you walk in, you'll be able to see all the choices and then go around and make your choices and sit down or stand up and talk with your friends. And
oh, and there'll be background music
as
well.
Oh, yes, right.
Yeah. Rafe Shapiro is going to be in town for a wedding, and he offered to also provide background music for us. So it might be more of a cocktail party,
yes,
sort of atmosphere, less of a sit-down formal dinner.
Right.
Okay, great. And are there still spots for that?
Yes, there are still tickets available. And
you can buy them down at my office, which is directly across the street from the laundromat.
What else new or different?
I'm actually kind of excited that we have been working with the long-term care facility for a while, trying to make sure that some of our events get to folks there or folks can come to that one. We were looking for a place for our kids' rock painting event on Sunday, and we're having trouble finding a place to do it. And Yana let us know that solarium at the long-term care is now lots of space and open and available. So we're going to do the kids' rock painting event at the solarium, and I think that'll be really fun for both the kids and the residents there at long-term
cool.
care.
At the newly renovated solarium, looks like.
Right.
Right. And speaking of kids' events, we have several kids' events going on, and several of them are at the library, and one of them is Thursday afternoon. It's Show Me, Soar, and Make It and Take It Fossil Activity. And so that's a new one, too, that kind of corresponds with what we're doing this year. Just wanted to let everybody know that for the kids' events at the library, there's no pre-sign-up. We do have tickets available for the children a half an hour before the scheduled program. The child has to be there to request and receive the ticket. That way we know they're there and we can start on time. And that's just the way we've been doing a lot of the summer programs at the library. So we're going to continue doing that with this program. Okay. And it'll be the same way for the Ray Troll class for the kids. And also, there's a kids' event on Saturday afternoon, Climate Change, What We Can Learn from Ice Cores. And just a hint, guys, they're edible.
I didn't know that. Oh, there's another cool one that I'm kind of excited about. You know, we have that garnet mine at the south end of Metcalf Island, and I think maybe folks know about it, maybe they don't, but Sal Cangliosi is the owner of the lease out there. So he's going to give a talk out at Sandy Beach about the mine and about garnets. And then we will have gathered up a bunch of garnet-containing rocks, and he'll have hammers and chisels. And so kids and their parents can come out and practice being a garnet miner.
Other highlights, brown bag talks to mention.
Yeah, so Toby Bakus will be talking about the birds at the Baird Glacier. I'm a birder myself, so I'm excited to have that one on Thursday. On Friday, Karen Dillman, also, and she's a botanist with the Forest Service, will be talking about how geology influences plants. And the Baird Glacier is a great place to see that, you know, as the glacier recedes, but other things as well. And so she's taking the geology theme into her botany world as well. So that's the Friday. Yeah, that's the Friday brown bag.
And those two brown bag are at
the library.
Library. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And come there a little after noon, and they'll end a little before noon so that you can actually squeeze it in on your lunch break.
Yeah. And we do have another workshop, too. We have a Wild Things basket making with Joan O'Brien, who is Kelly Bakos's mother, who's coming into town. And it's a two-day workshop that starts on Saturday, where you will be going out and gathering some materials, learning how to make cordage. And then the following day, on Sunday, You will go to the library and actually make your basket. And there's two different types of baskets that you can make. And one is a bottle basket and the other is kind of like an open basket. And some materials will be provided, but some you'll go out and collect the previous day.